A new report from the Citizens Budget Commission, or CBC, compares Metro North Railroad to the Long Island Railroad when it comes to efficiency. Rebecca Sherry reports it found Metro North to be significantly more efficient than the LIRR.
One reason why Metro North is more efficient than the LIRR is simply because it has more room to work with. The LIRR has to share Penn Station with the New Jersey Transit and Amtrak, plus 10 of its 11 lines have to pass through Jamaica Station. This leads to a domino effect of congestion and delays. One of the authors of the CBC report, Jameson Daig, says Metro North does not have to deal with these issues.
Metro North, on the other hand, does not have a similar choke point like Jamaica. And also they have full access of over 40 tracks at Grand Central, which allows them quite a bit of flexibility if they need to move things around.
The report also showed that the LIRR's operating expenses were up to 13% higher than Metro North's. This is mostly because of differences in workplace rules between the two railroads. For example, Metro North has a split shift system. That means they can pay workers less when productivity is low. Daig says the best way for the LIRR to improve cost efficiency is to rework its union contracts.
Ultimately, the biggest changes in the way to improve productivity and efficiency has to occur as part of the collective bargaining process.
The Long Island Railroad is the busiest railroad in the country, and Metro North comes in third, behind the New Jersey Transit. Rebecca Sherry, WSHU News.